Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 2-2. Preparing to Wage War. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the ninth month, on the 25th day of the ninth month. Dan, there is something else that I need to mention that took place while I was still working at my father's old job at G1 before I moved to G2. It was an interesting event that took place at a Safeway store in L2. While I was perusing aisles for items to buy, I saw a young man peculiar in appearance. I'm not referring to his human form, that seemed normal. It was his general decorum. He was very neat in appearance, with every hair on his head well-groomed and in perfect alignment, and a goatee beard perfectly trimmed with not a hair out of place. Funny thing, though, to match his black hair and beard, he was wearing a dark t-shirt with some writing on the back. The writing said, "Satan is my fucking co-pilot." His appearance, along with his t-shirt, would lead one, including me, to believe that he might have been a practicing Satanist. I think his appearance could be described like one of those living the, quote, gothic, unquote, lifestyle. At the time, I had in my pocket some of the Jesus Loves You pens, so I walked up to him, and while handing him a pen, I said, "I see your message. Now I have one for you." He took the pen, saw the words, and uttered a low, sinister-sounding chuckle or laugh. That was the extent of the exchange. I learned many years later that he was an angel sent from the Lord with a message indicating how Satan had a strong influence, strong presence in my house. Not my personal body, but the wood frame rambler where my wife and I reside. There were strong enemy agents dwelling in the same house with us. Yuck. Yuck indeed. The Lord was revealing what close proximity the enemy had to him, the Lord, in my life. While not revealing at the time his plans to soundly eradicate the devil from the Lord's house, and from his place of trespass, for trespassing was what Satan was doing. Now, with retrospect, I can see it all clearly. I was being prepared to find out more about the existence of a spiritual dimension that until then was unknown to me, and that the spiritual dimension was not a pretty place. The message was also the beginning of things victorious in my life, what I referred to as AVTOS, see footnote, starting at my next job. It marked the beginning of an offensive move by the Lord against all enemies in my life, foreign and domestic, which laid a foundation of kingdom operations that continue to this day. In fact, now I know that angel by the nickname I have given him, Gabe, on account of I couldn't understand his full name when he articulated it to me. But I'll get to that in another letter. Blessings. P.S. Satan, co-pilot no longer. Amen. Footnote. Avtos equals absolute victory through overwhelming superiority. His name is Jesus.
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.